My art studio upstairs is dark. I've had blankets and plastic over the windows all winter. Christmas lights twinkling as ambient mood lighting, and it's been my she cave for the entire cold season. I had a box of those foot and hand warmers, those you can rip out of the plastic packages and use when you can't feel your own fingers and toes. I had a space heater running constantly. It was just like a big security womb of a place, and it was comfortable. But now that the sun's starting to rain over the land again and bring in a new season, that darkness is just getting to be heavy and spiritually cumbersome. I need light. I need space. Air. And so I took down the heavy, dark blankets and I opened all the windows. And I sat back at my desk. It was quiet. The dogs were both out in the yard, being quiet in the sunshine and enjoying the spring weather. And this bird, my desk sits right at the window. This red, very red cardinal came and perched right on my windowsill and stared at me. He cocked his little head around, trying to figure me out. He was really curious, inquisitive. And I tried not to move too suddenly or anything. And so we just sat there and we stared at each other. It was such a close, personal encounter, this bird and me, that I began to feel emotional and feel like that I could read his little bird message, you know, in spirit. There's a silent language there. And there are messages in so many encounters and experiences and in the communications of living little creatures that come to see you on your windowsill. Well, this cardinal seemed to communicate to me a message of boldness and bravery. That red color, it really stood out. It made a statement. And then he began to sing. This bird was singing and looking right at me through that window. He was singing to me. And it wasn't just one of those typical cardinal cheeps. It was a songbird riff. They have those too. And what I got from that was this podcast today. Motivation. Stepping out. Getting out there. Taking risks. And showing off what you've got. And not allowing anybody else's judgments or fear of other people's cynicisms regarding what you want to do to keep you from doing it. This is Natural and Wild with Christine Grayson. I'm an Appalachian artist and nature-based muse. And today I'm musing over the bravery of the very confident and spiritually strong cardinal. My red cardinal was very pretty, and I believe that he knew it. I've seen a lot of male cardinals, and they don't all look identical. Sometimes you see those very mousy ones, not females who are a completely different color. I do know the difference between a male and a female cardinal, but not all the males are that nice, consistent, beautiful red all over. They come in all styles, just like we do. And the ones who don't sport the big chests and the bold reds all over their bodies always seem to act a little more intimidated than the others. I've seen even prettier ones, cardinals with a stronger black on their heads that contrast and complement their red and look even more striking than this one who was sitting on my windowsill. And they act even more bold. And so I know that they understand their worth according to the impact that they make in the wild and the responses that they get, just like we do. The situation reminded me that I still had a lot of issues to work out when it came to putting myself out there in the world. I'm human, and I feel just as much of an uncomfortable pinch to criticism as anybody else out there does. I react to judgment and low blows thrown my way. It never feels good. You're not going to please and appeal to everybody. That's not realistic at all. And I do work on this. As an artist, you do have to build up a tolerance to people's cynicism, because it's going to be thrown at your face every time you turn around. Doesn't matter who you are. And although I've been working at this for a long time, I still sit back sometimes after a post or a podcast or even a release of an art project that I'm proud of. And I worry. And I stress. And I get scared. And then I think about taking it down or not going online anymore or just disappearing and laying low for a while. I do this all the time. It's natural to feel those stresses and those fears. But you know what? If you really want to live a full, happy life and put yourself in situations and in places where you know you're going to feel the things that you want to feel, experience the things that you want to experience, you have to let those fears go just a little bit, because they're imprisoning and they're keeping you from reaching your potential. Everybody has dreams. Everybody has potential. And you are this beautifully spiritual and physically mechanical, radiant creature who is capable of doing something that will have an impact on all the rest of us. Or at least one other person out there who's feeling a little bit lost, waiting for you to do your thing and inspire them to finally do theirs. The boldness and the bravery of these small red birds competing with about 1,000 other red beautiful birds are a reminder of this. And think about that competition. A cardinal is a pretty common bird. They're everywhere. There are 1,000,000 beautiful red cardinals who can sing out an entire concert in bird world, and they're good at it. Are they all hiding somewhere, devolving and becoming browner, losing their reds through the hands of time, losing their ability to care about finding a mate and sweeping her off her feet? No, they're getting out there every morning. Every single one of them, even the ones who feel a little less red and are a little bit intimidated, they're still getting out there and they're singing. And we take their song for granted, because we can hear them doing it every day. It's expected. It's like clockwork. We know there's going to be 1,000,000 cardinals outside every morning the sun decides to shine somewhere in this world, singing their little hearts out and filling up the sky with music. Do you do this? Do you get up every morning and put forth the driving force of emotion that's coming out of your heart? Are you showing people who you are, what you're looking for, what you want to be? If your intentions are good ones, there's no need to be worried anymore about anything. If you have good intentions, even if those good intentions are just meant for one person or one thing, there's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. You're capable. So let it ring out. Figure out the logistics as you go. That's what we're all doing anyway. I'm going to pause for a minute here and let everybody know that I'll probably start pulling back on my podcasts a little bit. Instead of putting out one every single week, and instead of cutting them off completely, I don't want to do that to anybody either. They'll start coming out every other week instead of every single week. I'm doing this because I, like my friend the Redbird, I want to live my life in the fullest way that I can, and I have a lot of projects on my plate right now that I want to examine and play around with. And I do want to have a summer this year. I don't want to be tethered and tied down to anything that might be holding me back from living the life that I want. But again, I'm not going to leave anybody in the cold. I love this podcast, and I'm going to keep putting these out, just not as often. So look for the next one of these to happen the week after next. Now, back to the boldness and living a full life. You can't do that when you're worried about what other people are going to think of you to a point where you're just giving up on all your dreams. There's this thing called compromise that a lot of people forget about. It's possible to stay relatively responsible and grounded and take a couple of risks here and there along the way. Otherwise, are you really living for yourself? Or is your whole life just somebody else's tool? Don't be a tool. If we don't get right with ourselves, we can't be the best version of ourselves and give that to other people. We can't protect, support, and love the way that we're actually capable of loving and protecting and supporting. We become wimpy and more like doormats and yes men than substantial supporters and lovers of our friends and family. If you don't have yourself together, you can't keep anybody else together. And you're not going to have yourself together if you're not happy. And you're not going to be happy if you're so focused on worrying and stressing over other people's judgments of your dreams and your hopes and desires that you won't even put the effort into challenging yourself and reaching that potential. Because you can. People are attracted to people who have themselves together. People who have themselves together so much that they can be truthfully vulnerable and look strong as hell at the same time. And they are, because there's a superpower in vulnerability. The kind of vulnerability that shines forth a genuineness of nature and love. It's a powerful thing. It's not weak. This is the kind of thing that you want to show off by taking that risk and admitting that you might fail. But that fear of failure is not going to stop you from trying. You always are having more of an impact on people than you think you are. We have this fear of being bold these days. Most decent people fear that they're going to come off like narcissists or selfish jerks. Just from taking a risk and realizing their own dreams. But that right there is the lie. It's the lie that we've been told and fed for centuries, that inner light, that epinoia, is something that's wrong. That one lie right there is the biggest destroyer of what's good in this world. We've been told our inner voices and design is selfish and unworthy, and that we have to cling to what some hierarchy of humanity has told us to do in order to achieve greatness. And that's wrong. All you have to do is remember your own inherent light. It doesn't go away. It's going to be there as long as you're alive. Some people have put their epinoias to sleep, but that doesn't mean it's not still there. You know, the clergyman of the Roman Catholic Church, the cardinal in his red robe, came way before the name of the bird that flies around North America. This bird was named in honor of this high priest. The name cardinal is based around the Latin term cardo, which means hinge, because back in the day, most social norms and laws hinged on the cardinal's decision. Thus, a principal or chief. The bird was named sometime after Columbus reached America, and the name gave it sort of a distinctive, elevated status, all revolving around its bold red color and its personality. If you watch these particular birds, you'll notice that they're pretty brave and they're competitive. They don't hide. They like for you to know that they're there. And they appear to be very confident. So the next time you see even a photo somewhere of a cardinal, remember that you can be just as bold, and if you don't get out there and have faith and confidence in your own inner inherent ideas and designs, you're letting the rest of the world destroy your epinoia and your chance of living that full, happy life that you want to be a part of. The way you want to live shouldn't be dependent on somebody else's emotions and decisions. They're just as imperfect as you are. And their emotions and the things that they want are going to revolve around them, not you. You have to trust in your own inner guidance. That's what it's there for. And stop holding yourself back from showing off the things that you want to put out there. Do it. Put those things out there. Show people what you're interested in, what motivates you, what makes you shine. Because that's what's going to make somebody else shine. It's going to open them up. And we need more of that in the world right now. Be bold. Show your colors and do it with feeling. It's time to live your life. This has been Natural and Wild with me, Christine Grayson. I want to thank these very important people for supporting my show and continuing to stand with me while I tossed my own ideas and my heart out there to the world. Bruce Presson, Yvonne Ragland, Arnold Bloom, Robin Umber, Sheila McGregor, Chris Nolan, and William Bishop. Thank you to everybody who has donated to the virtual tip jar via PayPal on my website, ChristineGrayson.com. Have a beautiful, fun weekend full of all the hopes and the dreams that you want. And please come back 2 weeks from now and hear me ramble on again. Take care, keep a smile on your face, and get ready for a wonderful summer.